Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. We're mostly cloudy skies, breezy, high of 34 expected today. Thursday, sunshine, breezy, and a high of 40, but it'll be warming up for the weekend. Right now, 22 degrees. Stay connected with the 3 News Now Weather Alert Team, the team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. It's 6:04. Here are your news headlines. Well, President Trump is losing another high-level aide. The White House confirmed that the chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn, he is resigning. He's the latest high-profile resignation from the White House. The administration is poised to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, a move that Cohn was trying to persuade the president not to do. Trump says that he'll put a 25% tariff on steel imports, 10% on aluminum.
And I saw a thing yesterday saying that he has lost more people in 1 year than any other president has in 1 year. Well, but he's still saying people want to work.
But remember, he's also the guy that came in that non-politician has no idea what he's doing, running it like a business. I mean, even if it wasn't a blank show, it was going to be somewhat of a blank show.
You bet.
Of getting up to speed and people being like, I can't do this.
That's just not what I thought.
And people get thrown under the bus a lot, but
gone through quite a few high level. So this was something more of a surprise.
Oh, is it?
And so the Asian markets, you know, everybody's in worried. I mean, the last time this guy made sort of like an overture that, you know, I might leave, apparently it tanks the markets. So now that he actually has left, everybody's sort of bracing for a little bit of a slump. President Trump, he's being sued by a porn star over an alleged agreement that she signed to keep quiet about an affair she is said to have had with him.
This is the loudest keep quiet agreement I've ever heard.
He never signed it. How crazy is this? So Stormy Daniels signed it. President Trump's attorney signed it. And then Trump himself never signed the non-disclosure agreement. So she's saying, well, I guess it's null and void if the guy never signed it.
Well, couldn't it be that...
This is because what her lawyer's telling her to say, right?
Yeah.
I doubt Stormy has been spending late nights in the library, in the legal library.
He didn't sign it, people.
She didn't cram.
Her lawyer's like, read your email, read your texts.
Is there any photos or anything like that outside of, he said, she said that he had was hanging out with her on a level of what she's saying?
Well, I mean, there are pictures of the two of them together, but it's like, you know, I mean, it's like a golf outing type of thing, you know, but I mean, it's the same sort of, I mean, have they been in the same room at the same time, just normally?
The theory being, though, regardless how long ago it was, it would have happened when he was married, and it would have just been a negative story if it's real that they even hooked up, because she's a porn star.
Right.
So the theory, someone is like, here's a little bit of money when reporters dig this thing up.
Just keep it.
You just deny it. That's the game. That would be the theory of a non-disclosure agreement. But somehow, if this is all true, it's Trump's attorneys who obviously screwed it up. Whoever they did, that were like,
didn't get him to sign it. I mean,
it would be better not to approach someone with a non-disclosure agreement than to approach them and have this whole, now you can't talk about it.
Only you can, and I have sort of as the attorney for Trump, and it was my money. Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't a whole lot of money, was it?
No, it was like $130,000.
Oh wow, I wonder how they came at that number. But
quiet hush money.
Maybe there's like that's the market for basically hush money. I'm sure there's a market for it where they're like, look, that's industry standard. Otherwise, it's borderline blackmail both ways. You know, how much should you get?
I talked to an actuarian, and apparently this is the street market value of hush money.
I bet you there is.
Probably. There's numbers for
everything. I mean, we can call it hush money, but it's also probably, this is a lawyer coming to you in the big world of business or influence, and they go, look, this is the price tag on that headache.
Okay.
Whether it's true or not, there's enough smoke. Like, it's your attorney going, party, I'll buy it. You never slept with her, but there's a lot. There's some smoke there. This is what that's worth just to make it go away, whether it's true or not.
Wow. Was it worth it? Because it's actually non-disclosure. Made it worse. I feel like the non-disclosure actually made this worse. It's actually complicated it for him because they his attorneys botched up the non-disclosure.
So the Stormy Daniels beat goes on.
Yeah. She's back. Amazon's Jeff Bezos is the world's richest man. Forbes put him at the top of the list for the 2018 highlighting billionaires. His net worth is said to be in the neighborhood of $112 billion. He becomes the first person to amass a fortune that surpasses $100 billion.
And he doesn't have to pay taxes.
It's the first.
I mean, Amazon. Smokes.
So not only did Bezos bump Bill Gates from the top spot, but now they're breaking it down. They're saying with wealth of $112 billion, and it might even be more because of the surging stock price, it would take the combined wealth of 2.3 million Americans to come up with
that's
the same
amount.
That's
a safe balance. That's not the balance that drives us to the pitchforks. Where does that put Buffett? Where's he in the stack?
He's in third. Yeah.
I wonder if that bugs him. Like, I wonder quietly. He's such a pragmatic businessman.
Well, he lost some money, remember?
Like, last night is shopping, and he's on Amazon, and he's like, I don't want to give Bezos another nickel, so he goes to Alibaba.
Yes. Warren Buffett, third with $84 billion. Second is Bill Gates. He's $90 billion.
Is Jeff Bezos a good man? Because I want to hate him. He's got that weird squint. He looks like the lead singer of Radiohead.
Yes, he does.
He's weird.
He seems like a nice, by looks, if I had to go by looks, he seems like a nice guy. So I don't know. I don't know anything bad. I just saw Bill Gates on one of those, on Ellen, actually, and he's a nice guy. Billions
now.
Of dollars.
I mean, you can't be nice all the time and be.
I think to say no.
A centrabillionaire. What's it called? A centibillionaire.
Wow.
That's when you top $100 billion. How do you even? I mean, how crazy is that to think that you never have to be like, you know what? I should probably check my balance before I buy this. Like, imagine never having to worry about that. Like, never having to like. Check on to your bank's website to find out what your checking account balance is. Like, did that check clear? Are we all good?
I think Gates was pretty good. You might be thinking of Steve Jobs. Remember, Steve Jobs was pretty.
Yeah, he was weird.
He was pretty rough around the edges.
Gates seems awesome, man.
I know Gates could be tough.
Gates
he
can
got
be
edgy
tough.
When it was like they tried to go after them for like copyright stuff.
Yes,
Microsoft. But I think he's, you know.
He said that when he started out, he made his first billion very young. But when he started out, all he wanted to make sure he had enough money in the bank for a year, just in case he wasn't getting paid by his customers.
Gates?
Yeah, that was it. That was his old deal. I need to have enough money in the back, like saving money. I need to have enough money cushion for a year to keep this thing going. And that's what he did. And he lives a very modest life. It's
what
just
an
like
interesting
Buffett.
Time, you know, like for all these guys, like the Steve Jobs and the Jeff Bezos and because they're pioneers in the sense that, I mean, they were building computers or building models of things. I mean, Amazon started off in 1994 as an online bookstore, and now it has grown into this absolute.
Yeah, it's funny
monolith.
That we're slowly but surely, probably for a lot of people, I don't think of it as a bookstore, but for so long we did. Amazon was books.
It was books.
Now
that was where you went.
You buy shoes and toilet paper online. So who are the future jobs is what I'm curious. You know, is
that's
it Elon
I mean.
Musk? Who in our midst is the next? Is the Steve Wozniak, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates,
Bezos? I'm trying to go down this list, and I'm at 1,395 billionaires already in the world, and it won't stop. How many billionaires do we have?
There's 2,200 billionaires worldwide.
Oh, my God.
And their combined net worth, these 2,200 billionaires, is $9 trillion, over $9 trillion. I mean, how crazy is that? I mean, do you get together and you guys just eat endangered animals and drink gold? I mean, do you have like a billionaire club where you meet with a secret handshake
like
Illuminati?
Where the cutoff was, it doesn't matter anymore. I mean, obviously the number matters to these guys, but what million-dollar figure
where
did you stop
matter.
Feeling?
Feeling the...
You know, what's as rich as... How much money do you got to get to feel like these guys?
I don't know if they ever.
I mean you got enough liquid to eat, you know, unicorns, and you can.
Yeah.
We're never worry about. Yeah, you never have to think how much is that.
It's like
what point
matter.
Of money do you make where it's just forever from here on out? It's unlimited. Now you can't do this if you're a rapper or somebody with finite. I'm saying these guys. Yeah. Well, you know that money's coming in forever.
Yeah,
you invented blood.
Right.
Or
yeah, or something.
Airplane wings.
Yeah,
and now forever.
Uh huh.
And their family for on and on, man.
But they do have to keep sort of reinventing the wheel. I mean, if Amazon had stalled out as it originally it was originally the concept of just the online bookstore, but now, I mean, it's Alexa, it's, you know, in there's Amazon Marketplace. I mean, there's all sorts of different. There's Amazon Prime. I mean, they have grown, and
you got to keep going. Everyone I know that's rich does not stop.
Remember the template what Amazon was? They said when they were giving away Kindles, I bet you deep down in the bowels of the company they were going, it's not a book. We're giving away these digital Kindles.
Yep.
It's not a book. It's going to be a platform to sell all of our crap.
And you will
remember
use
they
it.
Were giving them away. Yes. They were so cheap. They're like, we got to get you. And I was most of us were like, I don't read books. I don't want to read your dumb books.
Yeah.
They're like, take it. And then it basically was jumping into that iPad market, which is the tablet market. And now we live on those things and buy everything.
What's crazy. So I was at a book club last night. And there were six of us, and only five of us had the book. One of them had her Kindle with her. And it was just interesting to see, like, I've never been to a book group before where somebody had a Kindle. You know what I mean?
I thought, do you guys have a Kindle, right? I do not have one. Oh, I thought you guys did. Okay.
I've had a bunch of them.
Okay. All right.
No,
I've owned like five of them.
I figured you would have one, Molly, for some reason.
I like paper.
I know.
But you're also not a technophile. Like, you were blown away this year that you could download Netflix onto a pad.
And that's weird. Yeah, we've known that for years.
That's sort of the bonus. You can get those Kindles. You can get them really, they're crazy cheap.
Yep.
And I know this sounds decadent, but it's almost like a travel
iPad.
I know.
You don't have to carry
and you just load it with Netflix things, and you take it with you on trips. You could take it out in the sand. Basically, it's the tablet you don't worry about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Breaking or losing, or
like a burner. It must be exciting to be not a techie as much. That means everything can be fairly new, even though it's old.
Well,
wow, I don't think any of us are that tech.
I mean, no. I mean, I'm not a Luggite. I mean, I definitely have a tech side to me. But the problem was that my laptop was a million years old. And when I say a million years old, like 8 years old.
Yeah.
So it couldn't do those things. So I just got a new laptop, and now all of a sudden it's brand new and fast and shiny and has all
Molly's,
this.
Molly's husband is a member of the Taliban, so he likes to keep Molly in the dark.
Yeah. Literally.
He's like, that's the most updated computer. She's like, it's 8 years old.
Not giving shoes often.
All right. We'll put the list on Facebook if you want to feel like...
if you want to feel lazy today.
If you want
to look at your bottom line. And compare it.
And dream a little.
To billionaires. Right. How many billionaires, one more time?
2,200. Gosh, in the world.
2,200.
Isn't that amazing?
And a father in Virginia had a unique way of schooling his son on not bullying. The kid was kicked off the school bus for 3 days for bullying. So the dad made him run to school in the rain in some cases. The dad drove alongside and took a video. I mean, it wasn't like the little guy was on his own. He said, you know, the one thing is that the joke would be he's either going to be fast or obedient. He's like, right now we're working on fast, 6-minute mile.
Wow.
But he shared the video of his son's second and third morning jogs along with parenting advice. He said, if you get all upset seeing a kid jog, I feel sorry for you. Probably need a lap or two yourself. It's gotten some mixed reviews, but I think the kid's never in danger. He's running along on, you know, I mean, dad's right there.
The flaw is you shouldn't post it because then we're talking about it.
And then it becomes a problem.
This is too big.
Yes.
I think it's a great idea, but I'm just saying, the only complaint could be,
is he being abused by...
Well, now he'll probably get famous out of it.
Oh, God,
So he's 10 years old, running alongside. I mean, you watch the video, the dad's right there with him. He's like, you know, I mean, the kid's never going to be... It's not like the dad's at home.
I want the kid in the rain. This is my version of it. The dad's like, you ain't going to bully again. You know, his camera, he's looking over his warm coffee glass. He's just inside the driver's truck, and you ain't going to bully. I don't know where you learned that from. The kid in the rain looking at him going, I learned it from watching you, Dad.
This is bullying.
The way you talk to Mom. the way you talk to Brother Steve. You know what I mean? I mean,
the way you're making me run in the rain and you're following me and you're loving it and you're filming it and you're drinking your coffee. This is where I learned bullying.
I do see what you mean, though, about this is too big for the kid, because the kid could be very easily affected and it can make things you know, a little worse. He's only 10, you know.
I mean, when you show up at school and you're the kid from the news, you know, I don't know. It's like,
Omaha's number one hit music station.
I don't have anything to do because I mean, I was thinking about this last night, and I do watch a lot of television, but I just don't have anything else. I mean, I have things to do. I can work on the house. I know that and all that stuff, but man, I just don't want to right now, you know? So I was talking to Wileen. I'm like jokingly going, I need some different hobbies, I think. Something that isn't so, you know, feel like I'm doing a honey-do list. So I told her, I said I was going to take up carving of soap.
Oh.
Soap carving.
Wow. A little whittling. Maybe get yourself a soap lathe.
Now, this was a joke or there's a something there?
This was a joke, but then she goes, you know what? Here's a hobby. She goes, this is what I like to do, and I know you like to do it too sometimes. Why don't you just take up the hobby of watching squirrels? She loves to watch squirrels. She feeds them and everything. Amazing.
That's funny. When I grew up, the lady next door loves to watch squirrels.
Oh, Wileen loves squirrels, and she loves birds.
And would call the house. And I was trying to be the sweet neighbor that pretended to be interested.
Yeah, yeah.
And she would call and say, come over.
There's squirrels.
And she would be whispering and have updates. There's the little one, the one I told you about. And we'd watch squirrels. So I thought it was just crazy. God. And her husband was a hunter. And they were sweet people. But he'd take me, we'd blast animals all the time. So he was the one that gave me a rifle scope on my BB gun to shoot animals.
Okay.
I never shot squirrels.
Oh, yeah. Not probably because of that
sweet,
lady. Yeah.
Wileen, that's a very sweet thing, to look at squirrels. And
it's funny because as we're driving, I said, so what is it about the squirrels that you like? And she said, in all motion, by the way, she goes, it's awesome because they dig and then they like to pat it down, and watching their little hands go in action. I was like, this is awesome.
Oh, squirrels are amazing.
Yeah, I know. So not, but then again, also, it's like she loves to watch birds, and that's the reason why I took her out to, you know, that the soda bin, because I knew that she loved that stuff.
Right.
But the squirrels things are amazing. You're right. They're funny. Our dogs like to chase them out of the yard, and the squirrels to play with the dogs, you know, for the most part. Yeah, and just taunt them. But we have squirrels in the front that we throw a bunch of stuff out to them, and they're just fat squirrels, boy.
Oh, big old fat squirrels. There's a beer called Fat Squirrel.
Is there?
Yes, you need to get it. I wonder if it's gluten-free. I can't remember. But
well, I can drink it.
But it's the bottle's really cute because it's a drawing of a squirrel. The reason that the brewer, it's like from a microbrewery. The reason the brewer named it is because it was like, he's like, you know, it was one of those late winters where you're looking around and you're like, winter needs to get here because, man, are these squirrels getting fat. Because, you know, they'll just keep eating and hoarding until like the first real snow comes. And so if it is a late winter, you do see some of those squirrels and they're like, oh my God.
So I should
need a hobby.
I should drink fat squirrel beer while watching the squirrels.
Why not?
I felt like I was the old person. I feel like that would be it if I just sat there with a cup of coffee and watched squirrels. But you know what?
Carving soap,
watching
talking
squirrels.
Talking to your old lady about watching squirrels sounds like an old person.
Nothing about that sounds weird or old. I do,
you
right?
need spring stat, dude.
I do,
you
man.
You need to get out.
I was thinking about that, too. I'm like, oh, gosh. In my
Stop
mind,
grinding
I'm like,
on it.
Why don't you? I mean, here's a fun, like, getting ready for spring.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. I like not doing anything. I love it. But
here's something that you could do that's not really doing anything but is doing something. You have such a green thumb. You have such a great backyard. You should start garden planning.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I mean, seriously, it doesn't cost anything. You just sit down and you
plan.
Like, yeah, and garden plan. I mean, now this time of year, I'm just saying, if you're looking for a hobby, that's actually something. There was that year where you grew like what, a million tomatoes, a million
and
peppers.
I regretted every second of it. Yes.
No.
I hated every bit of it. I did. I mean, that's a truly an obligation because you got to do something with that stuff.
Right. You know? It's not like you don't have the time.
I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying I don't
enjoy
it.
She says you at
it.
Least have time to garden plan.
No, garden.
Exactly. I mean,
you know?
All right, I'll do some garden planning while I'm watching squirrels.
Honestly,
and birds. I do want to move into the squirrel watching. I'll start there.
Squirrel watching.
And then.
And then garden planning.
And garden planning.
That's a resume builder. Special interests, squirrel watching, and garden planning.
No, what a way on some...
Soap whittler.
Soap. I'm the soap
like,
whittler.
How old is this guy you're bringing in for this job? 85? Jesus. What the?
I know.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Well, more drama and love on The Bachelor. Last night, ABC aired After the Rose, The Bachelor special.
That was two more hours, right?
Oh, my God. Yes.
And people are having parties for this thing. Wow.
Well, I guess you got to see it to its car crash, sure. Dumpster fire end.
Right. Yeah. So just to bring people up to speed who maybe don't understand what the drama is all about, Ari Lundyke, who's this season's Bachelor, proposed to a woman, Becca. She's the one who got the final, you know, and then the whole drama started when he goes back to Becca and is like, you know what? I don't want to marry you. I kind of want to marry the lady
I
that
just
I
dumped.
Didn't get.
Yeah, so he dumped Lauren, proposed to Becca, then dumps Becca, and then last
night
proposed.
So then they come back to what have you guys been up to, and he dumps the Becca girl, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Right, he was sure to bring the camera crew along.
Here's their awkward chat last night that everyone's talking about.
I think my biggest one is just when did you know that you wanted to end things with me and go back to her?
I think it was through that conversation I had with Lauren. You know, I know that we had talked about the struggles that I had and
right.
how I was thinking about that breakup and how it was hard for me. And there was a lot of guilt and a lot of shame. And we were close and I wanted to express everything to you, but I wanted to be sure before I put that out there.
Yeah, because he does say there's a lot of pressure to get this thing nailed down before the end of the season or whatever, the end of the show. And
he is just snake Yvonne snakes a lot. But I will say this, Becca, as we called it yesterday, is the next Bachelorette.
Yes.
So she gets...
That's really why they have to drag these out to promote the next season. Becca's the next
Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. Bachelorette. And who did he pick? Who's he with?
He's with Lauren. He proposed to her officially last night.
I watched...
Lauren's like, of course, a million times.
90 seconds of it.
Yeah.
I flipped over, saw that it was on for 2 hours. I imagined, I'm like, wow, people are sitting through 2 more hours of this tonight.
Yes.
And that heavy music, when I flipped to it, it was just a woman crying.
Mm.
So I assumed that was Becca. It was a woman bawling with the sound all turned up loud. Just a woman sobbing. When I flipped to it, a woman was crying. They waited, and she cried for another 15 seconds. And then they came back to the studio.
Okay.
And candles were lit up. I'm like, they're ruining candles. And it was a studio full of women. And Chris Harrison goes, wow, this is so hard. We'll be right back with one of the hardest Bachelor finales ever. And they went back. And I just thought, did someone die? Unless someone died, it's not that big of a deal.
No. Maybe the hardest thing for Chris Harrison is having to stay sober enough during those 2 hours. I mean, seriously, how do you not self-medicate?
I felt so hard for everyone in the studio audience and anyone. And then I checked the guide, and I'm like, there's like an hour left.
It's all right, so this is how I feel about The Bachelorette and how they set this thing up, because that's generally how it works, you know. They already had and introduced her at the end, because I did watch a tiny clip of it as well. They had after they introduced Becca as the new Bachelorette, they had already, then they went right to the introduce her to like five bachelors that
are like a handful of suitors
already. So they already picked, regardless of who the woman is, you know. I'm like,
Reality show like all of them. So they have done this so long.
Yes, they got it down.
If you ever talk to somebody that... I had a friend that was on The Real World in like maybe season 8. And she said, behind the scenes on MTV, you've already been cast.
Okay,
so she was already in the feed, like being in the minor leagues.
Okay.
And no one ever sees this, but MTV would set up dates. And she would go on dates with guys that were either going to be on Road Rules or The Real World. She wound up on Road Rules.
Okay, so they wanted
but
to see
But they're filming
chemistry.
Them. They go out on test dates all the time, and they're constantly playing with chemistry. So The Bachelor has people ready to go. Guys, girls, they're trying them. They're moving them in. It's all, you know, half of the season is selling the new Bachelorette, so people want to date her.
Yeah.
Everyone's already watched the show, and you're like, oh, my God, I know her.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, It really is so playing to the diehard fans.
Yeah.
People must love it. I mean, it's no different than Big Brother when it comes to reality, you know, television.
Isn't the winner the number two position or anyone that you don't want to get picked?
No.
No. Number two is always you're going to get your own show, it seems like.
You want to be number two.
Number two or fan favorite is always the next person.
Think about that.
It's never the person that gets the...
No, because the vacations are over.
Yep.
The fantasy is over. Number two gets to move on to a whole new season of different places and different people to make out with.
I mean,
and
how
sleep
evil
with,
is this so. Kid? I remember his dad. I remember the name. His dad won the Indianapolis 500
yeah,
twice.
He's a driver. He's
oh,
so
I didn't
handsome.
Know that.
The,
right.
But the dad. And then okay. So the kid basically, you know, when your dad's won Indy twice,
yeah.
He got to come up being his dad's name. He's junior.
Oh, so he.
So think what a Grand Prix Indy 500 kid. Have you ever seen what they're like, the lifestyle? You have to go to a special school. It's like total elite.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. So he is.
He's got to be an interesting kid,
oh,
right?
He's
Ari
a total got to be.
Ari.
And do I mean, you want to date anyone that, let's get a little outside the box, but do you want to date anyone that has a real powerful dad? The guys are kind of a little weird.
Yeah.
Dad. Well,
the
kids see
that big
maybe.
Shadow. That big mm-hmm. shadow. I mean, look
well,
at the kids.
Ari
the White
seemed
out.
A little sensitive and soft.
You're either the dad, the kid, because you're either the son who tried so hard, dad. Is it, am I strong enough? I killed someone. Or you're the kid who gets wilted.
It's like Mama's boy.
The
fae
kid.
I'm sorry, Dad.
My mom always loved me. My dad was always a master of industry, but I was always by my mother's apron strings. You're like, oh, you're that kind
I mean,
of rich kid, powerful
be careful.
Son.
Those are the bookends. I mean, you know, there's plenty
yeah,
of kids in the
is.
Middle, but...
All right, I want to hear, let's hear the, I got to hear this proposal, all right? Because I think he's a soft
it's
little
so...
wimpy dude. And this, I'm doing the short version because I want to save us all a little bit. So here we go.
And I want to do this in front of everyone because I want to show you that I should have done this a long time ago.
Who claps unless somebody pointed a gun at him and made him?
Elizabeth Burnham, we made it.
Definitely.
She laughs. Well, what you guys got to see is so Jimmy Kimmel roasted the two of them last night.
Did he really?
Night. Oh my God, they were so uncomfortable. He hammered him.
Good.
I got to find the audio. And
he's
watch
like,
that.
Have you ever been with someone so indecisive? He says to, what's her name? Not Becca? I'm going to call her
Lauren.
Not
Becca.
Lauren. He goes, aren't you a little worried? He's going to change his mind every 2 minutes. What about when you go to a restaurant and he orders halibut and then goes, no, I'll take the chicken.
Not going to drive
and
me
Lauren
crazy.
Goes, we've never been to a restaurant together.
And
Jimmy goes,
married.
Oh, great. You should definitely get married. You've never even been to a restaurant together. Good luck. Now, they should have just laughed through it. They looked completely uncomfortable.
Well,
like,
probably they planted a seed.
Funny.
You know,
is
like
this,
they were real.
Yeah.
I love the fans, though. Okay, so Bachelor fans, this is a funny little story. They Venmo'd drinking money to Becca. You know how Venmo's like where you can send money,
okay.
you know, to
yeah.
people. Like so,
PayPal.
They yes, they set up an account. She decided to donate the $6,000 sent to her on Venmo to Stand Up to Cancer. But all of these women were like, here's a bunch of money for you to get drunk after getting spurned by Ari.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but, you know, she's the next bachelorette. You know,
she's fine. She's laughing all the way to the bank.
Oh, you bet.
Picking
you
out
bet.
Her next
yes, sorry
bathing
for Lauren and Ari
her
now.
Big adventure.
Wow.
And I don't know.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios on Omaha's number one. Music station, channel 94.1.